We welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and so we ring our school bell, call the class to order, and today in class we're going to have a temperance lesson written by E. A. Elam for the Sunday schools of August the 16th, 1925. And the text is Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 24. Let me read that text to you. For ye, brethren, were called for freedom. Only use not your freedom for an occasion to the flesh, but through love be servants one to another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary the one to the other, that ye may not do the things that ye would. But if ye are led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousies, wrath, factions, divisions, parties, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I forewarn you, even as I did forewarn you, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-controlled. Against such there is no law. And they that are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lust thereof. The golden text for this lesson is Galatians 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. In many of these Sunday school lessons Elam wrote, he would give us in the introduction the time, the place, and the persons. And here he says the time: self-control should be exercised at all times. The places: self-control should be exercised at all places. The persons: self-control should be exercised by all persons. The devotional reading is the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, 29 through 35. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath complaining? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go seek out mixed wine, look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it sparkleth in the cup, when it goeth down smoothly. For the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thy eyes shall behold strange things, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not hurt. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When I awake, I will seek it yet again. We're going to go into this Sunday school lesson in just a moment. First, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, Paul is writing the words that we read in our text to the churches of Galatia. Galatia was a province of Asia Minor. It was inhabited by the Gauls, the Greeks, and the Jews. Some think that in Paul's time, Galatia embraced the district in which was Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. Perhaps it was. We have some helps and hints for the teachers concerning this Sunday school lesson. This is another temperance lesson. Temperance is self-controlled. And this being true, too much correct teaching in regard to it cannot be done. Before the corrupt Felix and profligate Drusilla, Paul reasoned of righteousness and self-controlled and judgment to come. Acts chapter 24:24-26. The King James calls this righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Self-control is one of the essential elements to success in this life and one of the duties and virtues essential to entrance into heaven. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, the greatest lesson of life and the most difficult to practice is one of self-control. To conquer one's own passions and lust is the greatest victory of life. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Proverbs 16 and verse 32. This is one of the great fight all have to make and where so many fail. The lesson text for the present lesson is in the book of Galatians. This book was written by Paul and addressed to the churches of Galatia, Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul, with Timothy, preached the gospel in Galatia about A.D. 52, according to Acts 16:6. That's where Paul and Silas preached, not the date there, but Paul and Silas preaching in Galatia. About 3 years after that, Paul went through the region of Galatia and Phrygia in order, establishing all the disciples, Acts 18:23. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul states that he gave order to the churches of Galatia concerning the collection for the saints, 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. His letter to these churches was probably written about A.D. 58. Some think either from Corinth or from Ephesus. Galatia is actually one of those books where it is hard to identify exactly where it was written and when it was written. It must have been written sometime, though, after Paul had made his second missionary journey through those regions, because he mentions things that occurred there. The object of this letter to the Galatians was to defend his own apostolic authority, to oppose the Judaistic efforts by which they were being delivered. Accordingly, it contains two parts, the apologetic, chapters 1 and 2, and the polemic, chapters 3 to 5 and verse 12. These are naturally followed by an oratory conclusion. Now let's look at the explanatory notes. We read in the Bible that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And Paul, writing to the church at Galatia, says, "For you, brethren, were called for freedom. Only use not your freedom for an occasion of the flesh, but through love be servants one of another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another." It states that Christians are called for freedom. It's freedom from the law of Moses, as stated in verse 1. For freedom did Christ set us free. Hence, Christians should not be persuaded by Judaizing teachers to go back to the law, to be entangled again in a yoke of bondage. All the moral code of the Mosaic law that is pertinent to us today has been incorporated in the gospel. It is called the law of the Spirit. spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Acts chapter 8 and verse 2, and it is binding on Christians, but they are free from its rites and ceremonies and positive requirements. This freedom, therefore, must not be used as an occasion for gratifying the appetites and passions of the flesh. Instead, Christians should, through love, be servants one of another, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word, even this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This one commandment embraces all duties to one's fellow men. All who would make a fair show in the flesh and glory in the flesh, compelled to circumcision, Galatians 6:12-13. But all who really loved their neighbors and served them and sought their peace and salvation. The word "but" in verse 15 introduces a contrast between loving another and biting and devouring one another. Evil teachers had created strife and contention in the churches of Galatia, such as teachers do now. Paul speaks of them to the Philippians as follows: beware of the dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concession, for we are the circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God in the glory of Jesus Christ, and have no confidence in the flesh, Philippians 3:2-3. This strife led them not only to bite, but to devour one another. Bite represents sudden anger, but devour shows the action of vengeance and malice. If this biting and devouring were allowed to continue, those indulging in them would consume one another. Much strife and contention, biting and devouring, have resulted from evil teachers in this present generation, and congregations have been rent asunder. And then Paul talks about walking by the Spirit. Let me read to you Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these are contrary the one to the other, that ye may not do the things ye would. But if ye are led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. To walk by the Spirit is to take every step in life according to the direction of the Holy Spirit. To live continually as the Holy Spirit directs. The Holy Spirit directs and guides all in becoming Christians, and through the Christian life, by speaking to all the Word of God through the inspired apostles. The Word of God has been revealed by the Holy Spirit. Peter, in 1 Peter 1 and verse 12, says, the gospel was preached by the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven. The Holy Spirit says, deny ungodliness and worldly lust, Titus 2 and verse 11. Put to death your members which are upon the earth, Colossians 3 and verse 5. Put to death the deeds of the body, Romans 8 and verse 13. Put away anger, wrath, malice, railing, and shameful speaking out of your mouth, and lie not one to another, Colossians 3, verses 8 and 9. And to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, 1 John 2, verses 15 through 16. And to set the heart on things above, Colossians 3 and verse 2. And do those things, walk by the Spirit, and do not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We're going to bring this lesson to a close at that, and we'll pick up again in Galatians 5 and verse 17 in our next class. When you have an opportunity, make sure you drive by and look over at the Church of Christ or the Meeting House there between McMinnville and Biola, and visit us sometime.